Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We'll stand for liberty and freedom today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes.
President Joe Biden was in Lithuania Wednesday after the NATO summit and vowed to not waver in support for Ukraine. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky pressed NATO for a timeline for when Ukraine could join, but NATO nations say it cannot happen until Russia ends its war. Zelensky was pledged additional security assistance by the U.S. and other G7 nations. FBI Director Christopher Wray fielded hours of questions from lawmakers on the House Judiciary Committee relating to the credibility of the Bureau. Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz read a text message from Hunter Biden to FBI Director Wray and asked if he was protecting the Bidens.
Absolutely not. The FBI does not have any interest in protecting anyone.
That's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it.
Wray, who was appointed by former President Donald Trump, seemed to have received some aid from Democrats by defending the Bureau's actions and condemning Trump's handling of classified documents. House Republicans and Democrats began debating the 2024 National Defense Authorization Act and the approximately 1,500 amendments to the bill filed by lawmakers. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is expected to face pressure from conservatives to strip away Biden-era military policies on paying for travel costs, allowing gender-affirming treatment, and permitting troops to seek abortions. House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar of California says the details of the bill are going to matter.
I plan to support NDAAs, present and future, but it's got to be the right proposals. But ultimately, each member is going to have to make that decision.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell condemned white supremacy following Republican Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's latest appearance on CNN, where he seemed to double down on his position relating to white nationalism, saying, "If someone wants to call them white nationalists, to me, is an American." McConnell countered, saying white supremacy simply will not be tolerated.
Yeah, white supremacy is simply unacceptable in the military and in our whole country.
In a radio interview earlier this year, Tuberville expressed similar views about white nationalists serving in the military. Finally, Democrat West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is preparing to headline a no-labels event in New Hampshire as speculation circulates about a third-party presidential run.
How do we help the process, the political process that we have, do what it's supposed to? That's to have common sense discussions to find out what the American people would like to see accomplished.
In a statement, Manchin said it's clear that most Americans are exceedingly frustrated by the growing divide in our political parties and toxic political rhetoric from our elected leaders. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.